Blog Talk Radio.
And now, let's go into the service where the International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, is leading the world into a day in praise. At this time, we will take you into a very special service with the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conference. Come join us. And I am Ambassador Hagen, and we are here, and we're bringing all of you with us as we go into these services. God bless.
Lord, say what you want to say. In the name of Jesus, help us to be what you want us to be. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Satan, I bind you and cast you out. The resurrection blood of Jesus stands against you every time. Thank you for healing virtue on this line. Heal of all disease. Heal of all afflictions. Thank you for it. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, Lord, be with us. Help us, we pray.
All the way, Lord, all the way with Jesus.
And thank you for it. Our souls say yes to thee.
Yes, Lord.
And we just glory in thee. Thank God for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line. Good morning, Lord. Let's all speak
morning.
To the Lord.
Morning.
Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Yeah.
Don't be so that you don't speak to God. Let's try it again. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning, Lord.
Mighty good to you.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you.
Mighty good to you.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you.
God has helped you. Amen. It's a wonderful day to give him glory and to give him praise. Thank God for all of you on the prayer line this morning.
Thank you.
And I know it's early. Well, this is called First Fruits, people who get up to give God their first fruits. Let's get identification. I don't know if Pastor Strada is there, but I know Ambassador Hagen. Thank you for setting up the blog line all across the world. And give us identification for the blog line, if you will. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Good morning. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all the ambassadors, all the sisters and the staff, and to everyone who's listening from all around the world. We do greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I am Ambassador Hagen, and we are here live in the studio, Blog Talk Radio NBA, live on Blog Talk Radio, and we can be reached especially by calling into the studios, 347-947-0207, and we are being heard. Oh, my Lord, over 90 million listeners, and we thank God. It's an incredible moment, and we thank God for what he is doing. We can also be heard on iTunes. You can also access the podcast. You can hear us on Facebook as well as Twitter, and we thank God for what he is doing. And we thank God for the providers that are working behind the scenes, allowing this to be. I'm not doing it by myself, but there are many others who prefer to be anonymous that are allowing this to happen. And we thank God. Thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, who's doing an excellent job in broadcasting this word all around the world. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. And we do greet all of you and honor all of our bishops, superintendents, Bishop Hagen and Bishop from Arkansas, Bishop Bowden, and all of the superintendents and pastors and elders and friends. And we salute Lady Betty, Lady Betty Johnson, Mother Andy Johnson, my 94-year-old mother, who's on the prayer line every morning. God bless her. And all of our assistants, thank God for Pastor Strada and Pastor Williams. We heard from him yesterday, who did a wonderful job. Thank God for Elder Davis and Elder Coates and Dr. Mary Lacey and Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer and Ambassador Patricia Stern and Ambassador-elect over our youth program, Gina Hodges. Amen. Of course, we never can forget Prophetess Gail Stith down in Arkansas taking over the whole state. Amen. Who also is an ambassador-elect. Amen. And so many others. We just thank God for you. Thank God for all of our mothers. Keep praying for me. I want to thank you for all your prayers. It's making a difference, making a great deal of difference. I'm praying for my nephew, Cameron Smith. I woke up yesterday morning early, about 3 o'clock. I saw my mother crying in a vision. And I didn't know what it was all about, but I saw her crying. And then I got a phone call about 11 o'clock, and I was on my way to the convocation. And they said your nephew, Cameron, was in a car accident. Rushed to the hospital. I actually beat him there. I was there waiting on him as he came in. Thanks be unto God. And the story goes that this woman who said she thought the light was yellow, but it was red, and she ran through it and hit him going around 40 miles an hour without slowing down. Just boom! Yeah. But he hit his car in the driver's side, but on the passenger's door. Had he been a half a second later or earlier, she would have hit him right in the driver's door. I believe that was what the Lord was showing me. My mother was crying, but God stayed the hand of death. I believe the enemy tried to kill him, but he missed him. Amen. I believe God spared his life. A half a second. My God, I got to preach that. A half a second can save your life. Yeah, 1/2 second can save your life. And so I'm thankful to God for what he did for him and for all of you. We're going to get your praise reports and prayer requests pretty soon here. I got a special guest this morning for you. I don't know. Let me see if he's here. Prophet Thomas.
Yes. Yes, sir, I'm here.
You're on the line. God bless you.
God bless you, God. Dr. Johnson.
Man, we'll release the line into you in just a moment. Take about 8 to 10 minutes to do an inspiration for us. And he's all the way from Florida. Amen. God bless you so much. We're so happy to have you. I met him through two other prophets or prophetess who have imparted in my life greatly. We'll be hearing from them for sure. And that is Prophetess Baker and Prophetess Vanessa. Amen. Thank God for his word that is being imparted into my life. I think I read to you all the other day a little prophecy that came through Prophetess Baker and Prophetess Vanessa. Thank God for people who are believing in the work that God has for me to do. All right. Prophet Thomas Young. Amen.
Sir.
God bless you. The line is open to you. Just follow the Holy Ghost. Everything will be all right. The line is open to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Johnson. Amen. We bring you greetings from the great city, the great state of Florida. Thank God for each one of you. Thank God for this opportunity to come in and share, amen, some things that, amen, that's good to my heart. Amen. Especially concerning God's word. It's been now about a month ago. I was reading my Bible, and you know, I do every morning, 7 days a week between the hours of 6 and 6:30. But generally, I try to get there about 6 o'clock. And after I begin to read, the Lord began to deal with me on some things. And so I text a prophetess friend of mine, and I apologized for being so early. And I told her, I said, "Woman of God, I noticed early, but God began to deal with me on forgiveness." And she had texted me back. She said God dealt with her the same thing that morning. And so I began to, you know, when my wife, she had awakened, I began to just go to her and I said, "If I did or said anything to you, honey, ask your forgiveness." And she said, "Okay." And she began to talk to me. And then I was getting ready to go to my mother-in-law's house, and my sister-in-law pulled up, and I got in the vehicle with her and rode around the corner to my mother-in-law's house. And I went into my sister-in-law, and I said, "Listen, I asked her, I said, where are you?" And she told me she saw me in the room. So I went to her and I asked, I said, listen, I said, I had something in my heart against you for years. And I said, I just asked you to forgive me. She said, I forgive you. And I walked out and I went to my mother-in-law and asked her, I said, forgive me. And she said, and I walked out. So what the Lord was saying,